Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here he is, the Jerry Jones Show on 105.3 The Fan. And good morning, sir. How you doing?
Gavin, Mike, Jeff, good to be on with you. And thanks for your patience and all you folks that are listening. Thank you. We didn't get this plane landed quick enough to get on the air with you. Been up in a little bit of weather, so I'm on the ground now. So we're ready to roll.
Well, it's great to hear from you, especially with a five-game winning streak in hand. Going to Indianapolis, how are you feeling about the chances of making it six in a row?
Well, we are playing a good team that's really playing well, and we're playing them there, and they have been very successful there. They've got a great fan base there in Indianapolis, and it feels a little familiar because we go up there for the scouting combine and actually spend as much as 4 or 5 days up there. So I get to see a lot of Indianapolis through the scouting combine. But the bottom line is they've got a good team. We looks like we're as healthy as we've been, and consequently, I think let's see what we can do. There's no reason not to get in here and really play our best and come out with a win.
Okay, speaking of that health, how are we doing there with some of the key guys? Sean Lee practicing, Zach Martin not practicing. What sort of details can you fill in for us?
Well, I think there's a chance that you will see Sean. There's a chance that we can see Austin. And I'm more dubious about Zach. But in general, the fact that we're getting these guys back, Lee and Austin, is a big thing for me. And I'm not so sure how much we'll use those two players here, but they are guys that can really help improve this team. It's unbelievable we've got that kind of help on the way.
Would it be too strong to say with those guys, maybe you're just knocking off a little rust this week and keeping an eye forward as far as, you know, the plan with those players specifically?
I don't know that I buy that. They, you know, they stay so much on their game and their rehab. And my experience has been that when these guys come back, they hit the ground running for so to speak, and I just think that a guy like Sean Lee or a guy like Austin, really both of those guys, I think you just set them out there if they're healthy and they're not limited by some type of injury or some type of early easing into it, which they won't be. They'll go out there unless they're ready to play. I think they won't immediately be making plays.
What worries you guys the most about this Indianapolis team trying to get ready to take away whatever it is they do best?
Well, I think they've got a solid defense, and I think that that quarterback is really impressive, always has been. And, you know, they didn't have him when they first started this year, didn't have him last year to speak of, and he's just such a complete player. And that really makes them – I think, notable in terms of their ability to compete with any team in the NFL. But, and then, of course, our receiver coach just left up there, and he really did do an amazing job of putting a receiving core together that's pretty impressive, too. But with luck, that makes that just gives you all you need to expect to try and win the game.
So, Jerry, what we do in the media is if Zeke doesn't get the ball enough, we say he has to get the ball more, and then when he gets it 40 times in a game, we decide that we got to ask if he can continue to do that or if you feel like that might affect him physically at some point. How is Zeke feeling, and does it bother you at all to see him touch it 40 times in a game?
Well, he unquestionably he was as spent as any time I've ever seen him, and he's an energizer bunny. Now he's got more energy than most, and boy, he was you could tell he had touched the ball 40 times. And but I think you know, you got the that's not like he played 40 plays. He's away from the ball. He's blocking and he's doing things like that. Here's the point, is that he's got that energy, and he's outstanding for us in the passing game. We're just scratching the surface on what he can do in the passing game. That's where a guy like Austin could really help us out, too, relative to coming out of the slot, or for that matter, coming out of the backfield. You know, we took a little heat when we traded for Austin, and we said, now, he's not going to just be a slot guy. He's going to play in the backfield. We got a little heat for that. But, boy, if we can, if he's healthy, Austin can help us out there, too, and help the point you ask about, help Zeke out and some snaps.
It's the Jerry Jones Show here on The Fan. Who's in charge of, you know, figuring out the first and goal situation, getting touchdowns there in the red zone, and do you think the team is close to solving that issue?
Well, it is, by the way, it's fairly common across the NFL to be challenged when you get in the red zone. If they've cut the length of the field down to 20 and 30 yards in there. So we'll all get that. And it's a team. First of all, defense wants to put you in a little better shape, so that we want to keep them off the field. So I like to see numbers of plays as we get down in these areas. One way to eliminate some of your red zone problems is just strike with big plays from a little farther out. That seems elementary, but that is right. On the other hand, what you want to do to help keep your defense fresh is drive that thing into the end zone. Well, when you get down there on those short yardage situations, there are always challenges. You know, I had a coach last night at there at the Chargers. He showed you a challenge he had on end zone. He just decides to go for it into the end zone, which was a gutty call. But bottom line is that's a complete offense participation in how to improve. And we do need to improve in the red zone.
Jerry, this week Bill Parcells came out and talked about the Dallas Cowboys and said that he just doesn't see a weakness anymore in this Dallas Cowboys team. I was wondering, do you still talk to Coach Parcells here and there and just ask his opinion on maybe certain players on your team or certain things that are happening around the NFL?
We communicate. Yes, we do. And he's a real friend. And I've said this. I don't know that I've ever enjoyed any 4 years that I've been involved any more than I did with Bill. And I did it because he's the real deal. He's focused in on how to win. And the answer is yes to your question. We've had continued communication over the years.
And then,
I think the world of
sorry. Go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry to interrupt. Okay. Hey, and then the other thing he said was, he said, well, the weakness that I thought I saw early in the year, which seems to becoming a little bit better and being okay, is the tight end situation. So can you talk about possibly the improvement of your tight end situation throughout the season?
I agree with Bill that we're getting these young players that are just getting the position for the NFL. They're getting it down. And we miss that. Anytime you miss that short yardage or intermediate yardage that you got with Jason Witten, anytime he's not out there, that was going to be a miss, and it is a miss. I'll never forget, Barry Switzer told me when Jay Novacek retired, he said, you may have just lost the most important part of this team, because Jay was your short yardage ticket. And obviously, Whitman, of course, over the years was and could be that for us, and kept them honest in doing it. Boy, these young guys we've got, and we've got three of them, and on the field. And they're guys that I think have a big future for us.
How much better do you feel every week about Amari Cooper for a first-round pick?
Oh, I, of course, was so impressed with the way he and Dak made the big play at the end of the game last week. And it shows you that all of these games, this should be a very close game up here. And if so, a big play or a couple of the bigger plays will and should be the difference. Now, I don't want to try to get those big plays to offset the turnovers that we had this past week against Philadelphia. But our big play, Amari, is a big part of that. And we're all learning and becoming aware as we go. And I'd have to be really asleep if you didn't think that we were going to continue to try and get the ball to him more.
You want to see more of that drawing it up in the dirt at the line of scrimmage like they did between the two of them with the hand signals?
Well, I like the fact that the option is there. The savvy is there. The confidence is there in our quarterback. The option is definitely there on the field for him to be able to make those kinds of adjustments. But then it is really telling when you see them executed. That's the difference right there. And in critical situations, the thing had the best part of it was the best for all the marbles. That's right there when you either do or don't. So that was pretty telling, I think, of what we can do in the future.
Appreciate you as always, sir. Give him hell over there. We'll be pulling for you.
You bet, guys. Let's bring it home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.